saving money in your next project when you shop at Menards. We have everything you need for keeping your outdoor power equipment in tip-top shape. Ensure your lawnmower or boat is running smooth this year. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale. View our entire selection of FVP batteries today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of the great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. You're on The Burt Show.
I love that the phone lines are lit up with dudes right now that are willing to give advice on this. I love this.
It's definitely a different insight into the discussion, because we've talked about infidelity a lot on our show throughout the years, and we've often focused on women and their perspective on the whole thing, how if they're on the receiving end of it, or whether they're on the aggressor end of it. But anyway, this is just a different take on it for guys to give advice.
So, I mean, so basically it's like these guys are saying, look, if you want to make sure your man sticks around, here's what my wife didn't do, and here's why I took off.
Right.
Okay.
It just it still sounds like it's her fault.
Or,
you know what I mean? Like, it's how I made the mistake. Maybe we put it that way.
Maybe how I made the mistake. Yeah, because the way I phrased that, it did sound like it's a woman's fault. Mm-hmm.
It's never a guy's fault, ever, no matter what it is.
I'm just saying the way that women are interpreting that sentence.
I think you're right. Hey, Mike, good morning.
I was just going to say, I've been on both ends. I was in an 11-year relationship. I ended up having an affair, and my wife did the same on me out of retaliation. One thing, if you do it, don't tell. There's no reason to tell. You're only making her pay for your mistake emotionally and everything. Keep it to yourself. Deal with it. Get over it and decide whether or not you're going to stay in. But the other thing concerning about a wife, if she is worried about her man going out on her, men are so overstimulized by internet, by everything else around them, that they want to try everything. And a wife isn't turned on by those visual things. But if she starts doing things in the bedroom that she probably thinks is disgusting, is probably what the guy wants to do. And that just, the bottom line.
Okay, let's focus on one thing here, because you sent two messages there, but one we're only focusing on today. And it's, in your relationship then, you took off because of what reason?
You know, this is going to sound like a female, but really we were disconnected. She started drinking. She wouldn't deal with, you know, just the basics of relationship as far as, you know, just communication and that. So that was actually where I ended up going.
So when you say you're disconnected, like what, outside the drinking, of course, what were you looking for? Were you looking for a conversation about how your days went?
I just wanted something real. I wanted somebody that was going to be real, you know, just, I guess, that close friendship, that realness, if that makes any sense.
And you didn't have that with your wife?
No, she wouldn't talk. She wouldn't open up. She wouldn't, you know, I'd sit down with her and say, look, I know something's wrong. I know you're not happy. She wouldn't open up.
So it's not just a physical curiosity to you. Huh. It was emotional.
Oh, no. We had sex literally for 11 years, twice a day, every day.
Whoa.
No matter what.
Wow.
At least.
Wow.
That was never an issue.
I'd pass out.
So it was emotional. So I think the stereotype.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, well.
I think the stereotype is that it's it's what I said, right? Physical. But in his case, it was
emotional,
looking for a partner, not just somebody to have sex with twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
Vince, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert.
Hi.
This is Vladimir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good, sir.
Vladimir.
I've been listening to you since Dallas area.
Oh, well, thanks for listening here.
Yeah, that's good. Kid Credit Show.
Just so you know, whatever you're participating in, I will cheer for you, Vladimir, because you have a name that I will cheer for.
Yeah, I know Bird before you guys. No, I'm just kidding. I'm you know, so-called happily married. I've been in marriage 10 years, but I would say, you know, talking to the dudes, talking to the friends, the biggest difference in the marriage, I mean, I would agree with Bird. Unfortunately, Jeff, I have to agree with Bird that it ultimately does come to sex, because, you know, men are always thinking, well, you know, there's something wrong if I'm not, you know, getting laid, if this and that. And then bottom line is that a lot of women, when you're dating them before you get them married and have kids, will pretty much sleep with you on a daily basis, maybe multiple times. And that changes after the kid comes and the man kind of feels, well, they're being actually cheated on, because, you know, everybody knows, it's common knowledge that men like sex, especially if they marry somebody, if they love somebody, that means you love that person, you find her attractive. So, and now you married her because she was so beautiful, but now you cannot have sex maybe once or twice a month. And that just drives, actually, me or a lot of dudes nuts.
I just really quickly, just in a short answer. So what are you saying? What you're saying is, in order to infidelity proof that a woman, once she has a baby, should still keep herself looking nice? Is that what I heard you said at the end there?
No, yeah, but in the same time, no, not necessarily keep nice. It's just like when a relationship starts.
Just but stay physical.
If that woman sleeps with the man a couple times a day or five times a week.
So don't let the sex win.
You cannot cut off the that kind of part of the relationship after 5 years just because now you are comfortable and secure.
All right, so where you set the bar initially is where a guy is going to think the bar stays all the time.
Right. I do think that a lot of times marriages get into trouble after kids come in because they think the focus becomes on the kids completely and the marriage is forgotten about.
And it becomes a time issue also. Look, Stacey and I am so concerned about this with Stacey and I that at the end of the day, Stacey gets the worst part of my day. I'm here I get up at 3:15. I'm here, then I'm working, and then my first instinct is to be with the kids. And once the kids go to sleep, now it's 8:15, and I'm tired at 8:13 or whatever. And Stacey gets the worst part of my day. I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. You know, right. So how can she connect with me when I've got nothing else to give at the end of the night?
Mm-hmm. And Do I get the best part?
Yeah, you get it right here.
Baby.
This is the best
this
you have.
This is as good as it can.
Right now?
Just you and Bert.
Yeah. This is it. Billup, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's just something that happens, and it's really hard to stop it.
Well, how does it happen?
Yeah, how did you get there in the first place?
Children was, I think you guys talked about it a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I had a conversation a long time ago with a woman I worked with up in Washington, D.C., and they were married for 20 years and they were breaking up. And it was when Stacey and I first started dating. And I had, you know, when you come from a divorced family, you're freaked out about marriages, right? Mm-hmm. So I started asking her all sorts of questions. And she said to me, I'll tell you when it all started to go crap for me is when my husband started to look at me as a mother, or she put it on herself. When I started to see myself as a mother first and a wife second. Mm-hmm. And then he started buying into it. And all of a sudden, she was two different people to him.
Mm-hmm.
Think is lining up here, what I'm trying to wrap my brain around is that women's sexual peak comes later in life. Like in our 30s, approaching 40s, you know, I mean, my friends that are approaching 40 are like, this is out of control how much I want it. Like, so it doesn't make sense to me that in marriages with women that are probably reaching their late 30s or 40s, or they've been in relationships that long, I don't know. Something is not computing in that formula, it's falling apart and they're not sleeping with their husbands when they're reaching their sexual peak.
Well, here's what Jonathan is saying there, is that the communication between the two of them went away.
So he stopped wanting to ask for it.
He's distant at this point. And then when she hits her sexual peak, he's out the door already. Chase, good morning. You're on Q100.
This is definitely for me. I have cheated. I was married for 3 years before I did.
Mm-hmm.
And what it came down to for me and from other friends of mine who I've talked to, it's the same. It's the fact that you just want to know you can still go out and get somebody. You still have it, if that makes sense.
It's just ego-based. Would you say, if that's the case then, did you get married too young?
I did indeed. I got married at 19.
Here comes Burr with his law.
Okay. That's right.
Burr with his law.
It's the 30-year-old law.
I kind of agree with it. Yeah.
I mean, if you're still in that phase where you've got to be wanted by other women and you're getting your ego fulfilled, then you're too young to be married at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys still use other things to fulfill your ego from other women, even though it's not going across the line to cheating?
Like what?
Like a compliment from a woman, you hang on to that?
Sure.
Doesn't everybody do that?
What's that?
But yeah, I was about to say, it's not just men. That's also women.
I know that there are guys that will go married guys that go to a certain line with women that their wives would say is inappropriate, but don't cross the line of infidelity just to get that ego stroke that you're talking about right there.
Like a girl sits on their lap.
They would, sure.
Out at a bar and puts her arm around your shoulders and talks in your ear. But then if it comes down to the point where it's close to a lip lock, then they're out.
Bail.
But that's enough.
If you would tell your wife that, though, you'd be in big time trouble.
Right,
so
right.
He's looking at it going, look, you know, I just need to know that I still got it. So he takes it up to the lap sitting part or the phone number collecting part or what have you, and then it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
All right, one last call. David, you are on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
Hello, Bird Show.
Hello,
hey,
David.
Good morning.
I listen to y'all every day. But anyway, to get the comment, I've been married a few times before, divorced. I'm recently in a relationship. I have had outside girlfriends. Been to the strip joints the whole bit. I was not a big one on the strip joints. I just would go there like, you know, once a month or something, not very often. For me, it was sex was the bottom line of the whole relationship, because what's the main reason why you get married and have a marriage certificate? Is marriage certificate is just your right to say that you are legally married. I think all of us in this world try to be what we call, I know there's a few people who don't care, whatever, as far as trying to be right. They don't have the morals that the majority of us do. The majority of the world, I believe, really want to do good, want to be good people. Mm-hmm. However, whenever you get caught up in a relationship to where the sex drive for her goes down, and my complaint was always, I just don't get it. How is it that you can get up in the middle of the night with the baby 14 times, change 20 diapers, go grocery shopping, go clothes shopping, spend hours and hours and hours, but when it comes to sex, 20 or 30 minutes just seems real hard?
Because well, you're tired and you're stressed out from doing all that stuff all day long.
But is it that also a release for the woman? Also, that if after she relaxes?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, this is really, really, really the last call.
Really, this one's
this
the
is
last
really,
one.
This is really, this is really,
I promise
you. Hey, Jason, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm just tired of basically hearing all these guys whining. I mean, yeah, I know sex is very important in a relationship, but it sounds like these guys aren't even trying. They're just expecting the women to have sex with them. I mean, I know my wife and I, we went through a period where, I mean, we wouldn't have sex for like 3 weeks. And then one night I brought her flowers, and twice in one night. I mean, it was just that quick. It was just putting forth a little bit of effort.
Like, what kind of flowers?
This works.
Seriously, nice, what kind of flowers?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they were just like a multicolored little bouquet from Publix.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter.
Cool. No, I'm going to the cemetery right after this.
He went and make sure it's the real ones.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Don't get the fake flowers.
Okay.
At this point, just draw her some flowers. Draw her a bouquet of flowers and she'd be happy.
And I'm going to get her a little tiny American flag as well.
Oh, God. I hope you guys got something useful out of that.
I think it was very educational, because I think there was more depth to this conversation about cheating and on the men's side than we've ever done before.
Yeah, it really does sound like the two aren't so far off. Like, it's communication and starting to drift apart more than it is physical on both sides, you know?
You're on The Burt Show.